And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 5th of January. January 5th is National Bird Day in the United States. Birds are almost universally loved, from the tiniest hummingbird buzzing by in the summer, the common finch at the bird feeder in winter, the saucy strut of the crow, the pair of mallards whistling overhead, the grand hawk playing in the high winds. Just about everyone enjoys birds. Who hasn't made a wish or had a dream they could take off and fly high in the sky like a bird? Birds are magical. There are over 11,000 different species of birds, and 20% of them migrate long distances twice every year. Beyond their superhuman ability to fly, birds have beyond human powers of sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. And today is set aside to celebrate and appreciate them. The phrase canary in the coal mine was named after birds for a reason. They're the barometers of our planet's environmental health. The fact that so many bird species are under threat thanks to the illegal pet trade, disease, habitat loss, pesticide poisoning, and loss of food sources means it's more important than ever to raise public awareness on the needs of birds. The Avian Welfare Coalition created National Bird Day to raise awareness of the hardships and plights of these important animals. Agricultural insecticides have profound impacts on birds. Bird mortalities occur due to feeding on seeds treated with insecticides or other pesticides. This phenomenon has been observed around the world, from the USA to India and Korea. These risks have been widely understood by the public since Rachel Carson's 1962 book, Silent Spring. But continue to the present day, and there is still concern that toxicity knowledge is incomplete for modern poisons such as glyphosate, aka Roundup. And let us not forget that turkeys and chickens are birds who deserve just as much love, honor, and respect as any bird, but who are the most exploited. Bird Day serves as another reminder to walk as lightly on our planet as possible out of love for our fellow amazing creatures, and perhaps set out some bird seed to help your local birds along. The publication of Animal Liberation Front, Complete Diary of Actions, 40-plus year timeline of the ALF, and the Militant Animal Rights Movement by Peter Young was on this day in 2022. The first assembled timeline of the Animal Liberation Front's 40-plus year history, from broken windows to lab raids. The ALF, the radical fringe of the animal rights movement, is a clandestine movement of animal liberation activists who step in to illegally rescue animals in the dead of night when legal campaigns have failed. Organized by year, this book chronicles every reported ALF action from the first documented animal liberation in 1977 until the present. This is a complete record of every known illegal action for animals carried out since the dawn of the U.S. animal rights movement. The book covers not only the actions of the ALF, but all groups working outside the law to save animals, ranging from the animal rights militia to the Paint Panthers. This book is an important reference for any serious animal rights or social justice movement historian. And here's a poem for today. Birds by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Darlings of children and of bard, perfect kinds by vice unmarred, all of worth and beauty set, gems in nature's cabinet. These the fables she esteems, reality most like to dreams. Welcome back, you little nations, far traveled in the South plantations. Bring your music and rhythmic flight, your colors for our eyes' delight. Freely nestle in our roof, weave your chamber weatherproof, and your enchanting manners bring in your autumnal gathering. Exchange in conclave general, greetings kind to each and all, conscious each of duty done and unstained as the sun. Birds by Ralph Waldo Emerson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that every day is the right day to consider the beings we share this planet with.